The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Mary Magdalene receives the distinct privilege of being the first to see Christ after the resurrection. It was her love and devotion to our Lord that brought her to the tomb the morning after the Sabbath. And in her tears at discovering the body of Christ missing, she was unable to recognize Christ standing right beside her. It's not until he calls her by name, Mary, that she turns and immediately recognizes the Lord. He calls each of us by name too. Christ calls us from our sorrow. He calls us from our waywardness. He calls us from the difficulties of the world that always seem to drag us down. With just one word, Christ can turn an entire day around. He can move us from the depths of despair to the heights of heavenly joy. Just one word, our name. My brothers and sisters, just as Mary sought him after the resurrection, we must seek him too, and always be attentive and listening for his voice calling our name.